Om Shanti. Dadi was saying yesterday that when we come onto the path of knowledge, what happens? You have to listen to a lot and speak very little. Keep listening and listening and listening. Do you ever get tired? No? Honestly? Oh, so much. Not yet. Actually, there is time for everything. You know? Just like they say, there is time to earn, there is time to eat, there is time to sow, and there is time to reap. So it is time now for us to accumulate. Take, take, take. Sometimes Baba says in the Murali, the one who gives never gets tired. He keeps giving, 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 giving. Who gets tired? The one who takes. We start thinking, oh, enough, enough, we got a lot. And in fact, we have only taken one drop. No, just like sometimes Baba gives the example of a mouse. A mouse which has a little piece of turmeric and it runs around the grocery thinking it is the master. So sometimes it happens like that also in Brahmin life. You know, we got little only, we think we got a lot. And then we feel, oh, it's enough. I can't take more. But actually, if I keep my mind open and if I develop the attitude of learning, then I would never get tired. Because life is a lifelong learning process. Brahma Baba always remembered this slogan. You know, I have to study until the last breath of my life. Because we know, the more we understand, the more we realize how little we know. How much more yet to be known. And after all, how many years we have been listening? Maybe some of us 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, 5 years. Look at Dadis. Is there anyone who have been listening for 70 years here? None. And they have not got tired. They want more. And why do we get tired? That's why this morning also Baba said, the numbers are depending on how much we use what we have received. Because this is the secret of accumulating. If you become miserly, you won't accumulate. No, miserly means keeping everything for yourself. I want to keep it for myself. You won't become generous. You won't accumulate. Actually, the more generous, the more I give, the more it increases. That is the secret. But of course, I can't give if I haven't accumulated. Yeah? You know, somebody asked me the question the other day, can I give donation after taking loan? You understand? You know, you take loan from somebody and give that money as donation. So, what is that you are going to accumulate out of it? It's not your earning. It is borrowed. And you have to return to that person anyway. So what is the need of giving donation with the borrowed money? So that means I need to have something in my account. I need to have something in my credit. Then I can donate, I can give. And the more I give, the more I receive. So in Brahmin life, this is an art. I sometimes call it as hobby. Hobby to accumulate. So I think if you want to develop this hobby, or if you want to learn this art and become expert, one thing I would like to say is that you should become greedy for knowledge. Who is greedy for knowledge here? Very few hands, slowly, slowly. You try. Yeah, Russians, all greedy, I know. Because this greed will make me free from other greed. Greed means I want, I want, I want. So I should have this urge. I want to learn. I want to understand, you know. So that feeling, that urge, that greed will help me to receive more. You know, receive more. And when I receive more, I store more. And when I store more, I can save more. And the more I save, the more I can give. So I remember once Baba Dada said in the Murli, there are three types of children Baba has. I will share with you Baba's version. You can check which category you belong to. So one type of children are those who earn, who eat, who accumulate, and who donate. Who earn, who save, who eat, and accumulate. That means donate. Second type of children are those who eat, who earn, who eat, and save. Third, who earn and eat. Finish. Hands up. No saving, no donation. You see, when I went first to Australia, I was surprised. I was told, you know, people get pay on every Thursday. Of course, they have to work on Friday, but they get pay on Thursday for Friday also. So they plan how to spend that money. Every week they get. How to spend that money and spend it all by Monday. And now they have to sometimes, some people, not all, some have to take loan. And then by Thursday they get the pay. They have to pay back the loan and they already plan for the next few days. So what is left then? Nothing. So this nature of saving is very, very good. It first of all brings security. You know, when you have saved something, you know, you feel secure. You got something that you can rely on. And not only you feel secure, but people who are around you feel safe. You know, if you are a father and you have children, the children know that the mother and father has saved something and they feel safe. But if I have not saved, neither I feel secure nor can I bring safety to anyone. So develop this art of accumulation. And Sangam Yuga is the time to accumulate. There is a season for everything. You know, in bank also, there is a time when they offer more interest. And that is the time people invest their money. Because then they can get more interest. They are looking out for that advertisement. So this is the time for Brahmins in the whole cycle to accumulate. Accumulate means to save in my account so that I am able to eat from that for the whole cycle. See, many times in Sakar Baba's Muralis also Baba says that even in the golden age, parents will not give any inheritance to their children. In Kali Yuga and Copper Age, when you are born to some parents, the parents give their inheritance. Yeah? But in Golden Age, that is not the system. In Golden Age, you get the inheritance you have earned from here. And that is what you receive there. Your parents don't give you anything. That means I am accumulating for 2,500 years. Just imagine. I am accumulating in my account now for 2,500 years. Not only that, I have to accumulate in my account to such an extent that I can live happily for 3/4 of the cycle, but I can also distribute what I have received to the souls of the whole world. You see? Because they are all depending on us, because we are sitting at the trunk of the tree. We are sitting at the bottom of the tree, so our responsibility is to sustain the whole tree. See, when I have this awareness of my responsibility, I can't afford to waste anything. You understand? When you know your responsibility, then you will not be careless. You will not waste anything. So first of all, I need to understand the importance of the confluence age. That is what Avyakt Bhav Dada, the last message that Baba gave for the Peace of Mind retreat guests. And of course it was after that Baba gave a message for Dadi, you know, Deepavali message. In that Deepavali message, Baba had made this very clear that out of all the time in the cycle, confluence age is very, very important. The time of the confluence age, there are many treasures. You know, Baba talked about the treasure of thought, treasure of time, treasure of knowledge, treasure of powers, treasure of virtues. You know, all these are treasures. But the greatest treasure, Baba mentioned, is which one? Time. Time of the confluence age is the greatest treasure. And that is why people in the copper age began to say, time is money. So wasting time is wasting money. But they did not know which time is so valuable. The confluence age Brahmins, we know. Why you think the time of the confluence age is so valuable? Why? No, if you just think it is valuable without understanding the meaning, you won't be able to use the time in a worthwhile way. So first of all, the value. What is the value of the time of the confluence age? It has prime value. That means 1 second of the confluence age is equal to 1 year of the future. Just like, you know, if you change your currency, 1 US dollar becomes 48 rupees, 45 rupees. So you give value to the dollar, isn't it? Because it brings so many rupees. So 1 second is so precious that it becomes 1 year of the future. Not only that, why this time is very valuable? because it is the time to sow the seed. Baba connected the value of time with the value of action, karma. Because every action I perform is a seed. And that is why Baba said in the message that Baba has given each one of us the pen to draw the line of fortune. We have freedom to draw as long line, as deep line as we want. So that means this is the time to sow the seed of elevated actions. Because we do actions of that nature now, we get multiple fruit in the future. So if you ask any Brahmins today, how many times you are fortunate, what would you say? 100 times? 1,000 times? Multi-million times. Nobody would like to say anything less than that. But how did you become multi-million times fortunate? Because you understood the value of every second of the confluence age, and you invested that time to do good actions. See, there are two ways of looking at time. Either you can look at time and use it, or you can spend time. You have a choice. See, time is also life. One is time, the value of time is compared to money. But more than money, time is life. Wasting time is wasting life. It's a matter of life and death. So, we have an intellect. You see, Baba has given us the gift of divine intellect to discern what is waste, what is good, what is bad, what is negative, what is positive. So I must use that gift of divine intellect and discern how I am making this life as valuable as diamond. So the most important treasure, the time which is life, time which is seed, you know, the value of time is seed. So I have to make sure that I use my time. Using time is accumulating the treasure of time. Saving time. Spending time is losing time. Now, how can I check myself? We got 24 hours. If you multiply by 60 seconds, how many seconds you will get in 24 hours? 186,000? Something like that, yeah? So what do you do with the time? How much time you invest and how much time do you spend? If I am making, the time of the confluence age, see, time is very much connected with the thoughts. Time is gross, but thoughts are subtle. If you are wasting thought, you are automatically wasting time. Is that right? Does it make sense? If you are having waste thought, say for 5 minutes, so you did not waste your power of thought, but you also wasted power of time. So once Dadi Gulzar was saying, sometimes Brahmins are so casual. You know, they will be just talking between each other, not even waste. Just like that, just chit-chatting, no? So if you ask them, what are you doing? I was talking just like that. I see, you know. How much time? 10 minutes. So, 10 minutes multiplied by 60 seconds? 600 seconds. Just like that I spent. So, where that time goes into which account? Spending or investing? Spending. So, who loses? I am the loser, isn't it? So, if I have the habit of thinking waste, I am spending time. Sometimes I am thinking waste about myself. You know, like Baba said in the Murli of the last season, we have three types of I. One is I in the form of ego. Other I is in the form of disheartening, hopelessness. So if I am using I in either way, thinking waste, it is also wasting time. It's a drain of energy. You know, sometimes we are not even thinking waste, but we are spending time in ordinary thoughts. Now, how do you discriminate waste thought from ordinary thought? Anybody? Because they are so fine, you know, difference is so fine. Ordinary thought and waste thought. How do you discriminate? Waste thought we can know. You know, it brings weight. It makes you heavy. It creates lethargic feeling, drain. But how do you discriminate from ordinary thoughts? Because Dadi was telling the other day, now Brahmins don't have negative thoughts. Is that true? We don't have any negative thoughts anymore after Deepavali? All negative thoughts burnt? Yes? Okay. All waste thoughts also burnt? No. We are taking long time to burn waste thoughts. Okay, even if we have got rid of waste thoughts, why we are not powerful still? Why we are not powerful? Why Maya becomes powerful? Every time Baba has to say, Maya is powerful. Sometimes I must also listen to Baba and say, you are powerful than Maya. Maybe some of us are not all of us, because still we have ordinary thoughts, too many ordinary thoughts. So ordinary thoughts, once Dadi Janaki said, are thoughts which has no value. No value. Waste thoughts are those which has no meaning. In Hindi we say it very clearly, you know. Waste means vyarth. Jiska koi arth nahi. Those thoughts which has no meaning, that they are waste. But those thoughts which has no value, they are ordinary. It's funny, silly thoughts, you know. You're sitting here having all kinds of funny, silly thoughts. So, time is moving. Time is not going to stop because you are having ordinary thoughts. Ordinary thoughts are also like, I am just sitting here and I see some dust here and I see the mic not put in proper way and I have thoughts. Why this dust here and it should not be put like this? You know, ordinary. And my thoughts are engaged in the action I am doing. So we have to change the thinking. Because only when I make my thoughts powerful, can I make use of the time of confluence age in a worthwhile way. Unless I make my thoughts powerful, I cannot use my time in a worthwhile way. Because of weak thoughts, we waste time. You know, many of us, all of us in fact, we have the aim that whatever thoughts we have, we should accomplish them, isn't it? We must see those thoughts becoming, materializing. Why is it our thoughts don't get materialized? Because we have too many ordinary waste thoughts. And so sometimes we become disheartened. So first of all, let me keep my intellect awake. That's the first step to accumulate the treasures. Because if my intellect is asleep, my mind will automatically suppress my intellect and I will act according to my old sanskara. And when can my intellect remain awake? When I am soul conscious. When I am soul conscious, because my intellect is awake, I can discern the thoughts that comes on the screen of my mind. I can take that which is good and discard the rest. So that is effort. That is the attention I have to keep awake. Of course, Baba has awakened us from the sleep of ignorance. There's no doubt. But after coming to knowledge, we go into another kind of sleep. And that is the sleep of carelessness. Taking things for granted. So that slowly makes me go to sleep also. So my intellect doesn't work. So when my intellect doesn't discriminate precisely, I will not be able to understand my own thought, so I will not be able to accumulate the treasures in my account. So first of all, let me make this effort to keep awake. So awakening comes through awareness. If you don't have awareness, you cannot keep awake. And if you don't keep awake, you cannot connect. So this is what Baba said in the Murli today. Not only awareness, but being the embodiment of awareness. That is powerful awareness. That will allow my intellect to work precisely and I am able to understand my own thought. So consider every thought as your elevated treasure of Brahmin life. You know, sometimes it seems like they are free. When you get something free, who will keep attention to save anything? It's free, use it. But when you do something, when you buy something paying money, you take care of it, isn't it? So thoughts are not free. Actually, thoughts are very expensive. Each thought, what is the value? They are like seed. It can bring many fruit. Just like they say, when you build a building, each brick counts. So we are building our character. We are making our life. So every thought counts. Not only every thought of mine counts, but every thought of everyone in the gathering also counts. So that is why when we all have unity of thoughts, we create a powerful atmosphere. If there is no unity of thoughts, we cannot experience the power in the gathering. So let me first of all give the value to my thought according to its value. So that I can save. So how do you save your thoughts? How do you save your thoughts in your account? So the method of saving thought in my account is to think less and think slowly and think positive. So automatically the quantity lessens, the quality increases. And so your thoughts are being deposited in your account. So you don't have to think too much to get some work done. But all that you need to have is the quality thoughts. And I am able to keep those quality thoughts when my intellect is awake. The second method of accumulating my power of thoughts is to strengthen my thoughts, strengthen my intellect. So this is why Baba says, have powerful thought. See, powerful thoughts are thoughts of determination. And determination is the key to success. So if you have one powerful thought, that's enough. You get your task accomplished. But how do you know you have powerful thought? You just have that thought with faith once and leave it. Because some people think powerful thought means you have to keep repeating, you know. By repeating, it doesn't become powerful. So one sister Mohini said in one of her class, someone who has powerful thought, a powerful mind, also have patience. Because powerful mind, powerful thought is like spring. It's not like hurricane, you know. When there is hurricane, what happens? It creates lot of chaos. But when there is spring, it brings that feeling of refreshment, coolness. So because there is power of faith in my powerful thought, I have patience. Because it is going to happen. So what I need to do is to sustain that thought. That is the method of accumulating the power. Not to give up. You know, most of us have this problem. We have a thought and then we will wait. It doesn't happen, we give up. Or nothing is happening. But if you have the awareness that it has happened last kalpa, and it will happen this kalpa. So wait. There is time for everything, isn't it? You have the faith that it has happened. I was victorious last kalpa. And I will be victorious now. So wait until your victory is declared. But before our victory is declared, we become impatient. Nothing is happening. So we spoil everything. So, the method of saving thoughts is to give the value and, you know, wherever you have to think, say, 50 thoughts, economize thinking by having 25 thoughts. Nowadays, I have observed Dadi Janki, like say, for example, somebody else has some other duty to do and I pass a comment that they have not done their duty yet and they have not done their duty properly or whatever. She says that is also wasting thought. Why you want to interfere in other people's responsibility? You know, you do your responsibility properly and be an example, that's all. So we actually spend more than we save. Say, this morning you had very good meditation, 1 hour meditation, you accumulated power. And then you spend 23 hours, more than what you have accumulated, overdraft account. You know, if you write a check to the bank, more money than what you have in your account, what the bank does? They return your check. Because you don't have that money, how can you ask for that money? So, at the end of the day, we feel drained. Our check is returned to us. So, we must make sure that we save more and spend less. So, I should be, saving my thoughts, only then I can be generous in giving. You know, Baba talks about serving through the mind. So who can serve through the mind? The one who has served their mind, first of all. If you have not served your mind, how can your mind serve others? You understand? We have not served our mind. We have not taught our mind to think positive. The mind is using me. Thinking negative means the mind is using me. Thinking waste means mind is using me. So how can I serve through the mind? So that means I have to teach myself, wherever I have to use 20 thoughts, I use only 10 thoughts. Save 10. So that time you save, because you save time also there. So that can be invested. That is an investment of time. This is a very subtle point here. When you save 10 thoughts, not only you are saving thoughts, but you are also investing your time. So, it is not an expenditure. No, earlier I was talking about time, using time and spending time. No, some people are very thrifty. You know, you give them 100 rupees, they will spend 110 rupees and come. Yeah? They are very good in spending. But in investing, no. So spending means, using means, it's an expenditure. Thinking waste about myself, thinking waste about others, thinking about the past, all this is spending time. So I am actually losing my time and my thoughts. Accumulating my thoughts and my time in my account means investing. That means using my time to bring benefit for myself and benefit for others. It is not selfish. If you give time to yourself, for example, study, or if you give time for meditation, for yourself, it is not selfish. You are investing time or investing to bring benefit to others. So what do you receive in that investment? Interest. Are you interested in interest? Why not? Because interest is free. You don't have to work for it. You only work for your income. But you save from the income and you invest. So whatever you invest, you get interest. So what is the interest you receive as a result of saving, accumulating your time and thought? Anybody has experience? Anybody got interest from your account of accumulation? What interest have you got so far? Lighter. Acha? Any other answer? See, people cannot forget their interest, how much they are getting, you know. Some people, their capital money is, it is in their bank as it is. They only get interest every month and they live on that. So, like if you see dadis, that is what they are doing. Dadi Janki always says, why should I spend my income? You know, I will keep it locked. Let Baba use his, income, because he got lot. But you must know how to invoke Baba. Yesterday we were having a small chit-chat with Dadi, and Dadi mentioned beautiful point which I will share. It is not with the topic, but it's nice point, which is very useful for all of us. No, she was talking about three things. One is remembrance of Baba, and the second is yoga with Baba, and third is invocation of Baba. What is the difference? She said, my remembrance of Baba should be in such a way that nobody else comes in between Baba and myself. My remembrance should be exclusive. No one included. That gives me energy. The second thing, yoga with Baba means, if my yoga is accurate with Baba, I will get the right thought to do the right thing at the right time. I will speak the right word at the right time in the right place. So the proof of having yoga linked in yoga with Baba is accuracy. And the third, she said, is invocation. Like say, we are standing in front of a gathering of thousands and, you know, we just invoke Baba, Baba, now these are all your children. You have sent me here as an instrument. You come and serve your children. You invoke Baba and there is a magic. Instantly, there is the experience of God's presence, the vibrations of God's presence. You know, so invocation is like allowing Baba to do the work. Like many times Dadi Gulzar also says, you all don't know how to use Baba. You keep Baba free. Why do we keep Baba free? Why don't we use Baba? Who can use Baba all the time? The one who is yoga-ful. If you are yoga-ful, Baba will be very busy. Because you are using Baba, you see. But when you are yoga-free, Baba is jobless. Because you are remembering somebody else. You are yoga free, you know. Yoga less, in a way. Yoga less. You have less yoga, so Baba is jobless. If you are yoga full, Baba is busy. So I have to make sure that I invoke Baba, allow Baba to do the task. So I like this awareness. Instead of thinking, I am instrument, Baba, come and help me. You think the other way and experiment. Baba, this is your job. You are doing, I am helping you. How does it sound? So that means you are so big, it's your big task. You have taken the contract. You know, I am only little. I am giving little help. So it feels like the burden is not on my head. You know, like little children, when they walk, they hold the fingers of the parents. So the parents got the responsibility to walk the children. So why I am sharing this is because I must know how to accumulate, you know, how to accumulate through yoga. Dadi also spoke today about yoga power. So I have to make sure that I allow Baba to do the task. So when I am using my time, I am accumulating, I get the interest in the form of blessings. Blessings are the interest for investment. Any treasures, whether it is treasure of time, thought, knowledge, virtues, power. Because what it means to receive blessings is the feeling of good wishes. So that interest actually increases my own account of accumulation. You understand? So blessings, interest is not something you ask for it, but you claim because of your investment. So this is why I need to really make sure that I use my time and not spend it. See, why you get the interest is people who observe you using your time in a worthwhile way took inspiration. That inspiration came back to you as blessing. So we must become a source of inspiration that will automatically accumulate in my account. And also another method of accumulating, say, the treasure of time, is to make sure that I give the value the time deserves. So fortunate souls do that. Fortunate souls never waste time. They respect time. Respecting time is investing time. So when you respect time, time respects you. I remember once Avyekt Bhavdada said, you know, we invoke powers, no? Whichever power we want at whatever time. Sometimes the powers come, but most of the time it doesn't come. It comes after one day or one hour. Why does the power don't obey me? Because the time is not cooperating. The time is challenging me at that time. Come on. You never respected me. You never gave value to me. And now at this time, you are calling out for particular power. I am not going to allow that power to come. Why? Because the time feel you have insulted. You did not give the value it deserved. So the power will come after few minutes. You know, just like you call somebody on the telephone and you get angry and speak to them and say everything and then put down the phone and then start repeating, "Array, I should not have said all these things, you know. Why I did not have patience at that time? Because the time was challenging me." So respecting time brings respect from the time. So that is another aspect of accumulation. So those who have respected time will never be deceived by time. This is a great deception, you know. That is why Baba always says, don't become the student of the time teacher. Be a student of Baba. Learn from Baba. Because when the time comes, we have to learn. But the credit goes to the time and not to me. But if I have accumulated in my account the treasure of time, the time will salute me. That means the time will cooperate with me in such a way that I am able to pass with honors. So the second treasure is treasure of time. The third treasure is treasure of knowledge. It's a great treasure. We are the richest in the world. Nobody has the wealth of knowledge that we have. And Baba has trusted all of us. And he has shared such invaluable jewels. See, the value of knowledge is compared to wealth, jewels, treasures. What is the value of each version of Baba? Baba says hundreds and thousands of rupees each version. Just imagine each Murli contains how many versions and how much I am storing every day. This is what I mean greedy, you know. See, people become greedy to earn money to support their family, to lead a good life, comfortable life. That's okay. But I should not compromise accumulating treasure of knowledge because I am earning to make my life comfortable. So those of us who have that value of knowledge, each version, we will never miss one single version also. And particularly for us, you know, those of us who have come late, we should be so concerned. We missed out so much, no? Since 1936-37, how many Murlis Baba has given? How many treasures of knowledge Baba has shared? We have missed out. Even though Baba is revising some of the Murlis, but we cannot get all, no? So whatever we are receiving, we shouldn't miss any. Because if I miss them, I will miss in my life. So each version is a decoration. Each version is wealth. It's treasure. So when I imbibe them, see, one is, first of all, creating that interest to listen so that I am able to accumulate. But then the real accumulation is when I imbibe them, when I become the embodiment of those treasures. That means it will become mine, but others can also take it. So in order to accumulate the treasure of knowledge, we need to develop the power of churning. Without developing the power of churning, you cannot make the treasures that Baba has given you as your own. You may have happiness while listening to Baba. Wow, today Murli was very good. But then soda water. As soon as you go out, everything disappears. But no, I should have the power of churning, digest them and make it as part of me. And then share it with others. So that means, I was talking about the importance of power of churning in accumulating the power, the treasure of knowledge. What happens when we churn? One is contemplating. Even before contemplating, reflecting on what I have heard. Repeating, reflecting, and then contemplation, and then churning begins. So churning is embodying, making that point as your own. Like, you know, when you eat food, if you chew the food, it becomes blood, it becomes part of you. And it becomes power, then you can do work with your body. So it is important to accumulate the treasure of knowledge. I develop the power of churning. And once I have accumulated to increase my account of accumulation, I need to share with others. That is why the subject of service. You know, service can be done in four ways. And one of the method of service is speaking knowledge. Sharing knowledge through our words, through our lips. So when you are sharing knowledge to others, what you are doing? You are donating knowledge. As a result of that, your own treasures will keep on increasing. Because I am not giving what is mine, you know. But I am just sharing what I have received. So whatever I have received will stay with me, but what others receive, I will receive blessings in return that multiplies my own treasures.
And the sign of increasing my treasure of knowledge is happiness. Intoxication, you know. Just like when someone is physically wealthy, you can see from their face, you can see from the eyes, you can feel from their personality, you know. So here also you can see those who have the wealth of knowledge. You know, they don't have fear. There is happiness, there is contentment. So we must go for it, you know. But it is not just by listening I will accumulate. Listening is one step, it is beginning. By listening, becoming embodiment. First of all, listen, merge, become embodiment. And then donate. That will accumulate my treasure of knowledge. And the fourth treasure is treasure of powers and virtues. Now, how do I accumulate them? First of all, I need to imbibe those powers in my own life. Because powers and virtues cannot be donated verbally. You know, you can give any amount of class on tolerance. You can give any points on patience. But that does not make much difference unless someone see you practically having patience in the situation you should be having patience. Like say for example you have body sickness. The body is in great pain. But you have the power of tolerance. So you don't feel sorrow. You know, you don't feel the sorrow in your mind. You have endurance. So when people come to you, they take the power of tolerance from you. You are not giving any class. You are lying on the bed. You are having pain. It's not you don't have pain, but your face is sparkling. You are donating tolerance power. You know, like then they don't have the courage to ask you, you know, how are you feeling? You will be okay, all right, don't worry. Because they know that you are all right. That day Dadi was giving class in the hospital, she was saying that, you know, when we come to Baba, Baba gives the injection of being bodiless and the drips of God's love that takes us away from the sorrow. Body may be experiencing pain, doctors will give injection for pain, but because I have given bodiless injection, I have gone beyond sorrow. So I have tolerance. So I am donating tolerance. So I am accumulating. So the more people receive that tolerance power, their blessings come back to me in the form of power to me again. It's any power for the, suppose someone leave their body, you know, my own beloved ones. When somebody else die, we can go and give them class. Oh, you shouldn't feel sorrow, you know, the soul is immortal, body is mortal, so don't worry and all that. But when one of my own beloved ones die, where that knowledge has gone? Huh? Because we feel attachment. So that is the time I can donate the power to faith. Huh? So that is the time when I am able to be embodiment of soul consciousness. Having that awareness, I am donating power. So powers and virtues are incognito treasures that we donate in our interaction. It is not only for jnani souls, it is also for ajnani souls. They know that, you know, it is because you have knowledge you are able to do that. So not only powers and virtues we donate through our practical life, but the most important thing is also the power of actions, the power of words. They are also our treasures. See, people may not see your thoughts, you know, but they can only understand your thoughts through your words. They can only understand your thoughts through your actions. And so if I want to accumulate, first of all I need to understand the value of the power of my words. I should make my words into versions. What it means is, when you speak less, yesterday Baba said, you speak less. Because when you speak less, your words become powerful and those words are called versions. So there is power in my words. Whatever I say, that will happen. That is called blessing. That is why people go to great people and ask them to give blessings. Why? Because their words have the power that whatever they say, it becomes. It happens. So that means I have to understand I am an elevated soul. I am a very important person. I am a special soul, not an ordinary person. I am royal, royal yogi. So every word of mine must be meaningful. Every word of mine must be based on self-respect. Every word of mine should be filled with happiness for others. Every word of mine should be based on knowledge, understanding. So that will automatically accumulate in my account. But if I am just talking just like that, you know, then the words are wasted. I cannot afford to do that. You know, one word spoken can lift someone to the sky. One word spoken can bring someone onto the earth. You know, because words have such power, it can work like sword. Or it can work like needle and thread. So I have to make sure, that is why the slogan is, think before you speak. Think before you act. And Baba has added one more word, think before you think. So what does that mean? You know, the first Murli of the season, Baba said that. Because you must think I am a soul before you think any other thoughts. That is called think before you think. Understand? If you start thinking of other things and then think I am a soul, that doesn't work. Because already energy is being wasted. So this is called checking every moment. No, according to the speed of time, our checking should not be just at night. Our checking should be every moment. And how can I check every moment? This is how I can check. Think before I think. Think before I speak. That means the consequences. Think before I act. So that I don't have any regret. See, this feeling of regret is the worst punishment for wasting the treasures of the confluence age. So, we should not go into that state of repentance. Because we knew we should not be wasting, we did it. But if I have used my intellect, then I won't waste it. So we should not be in a hurry, no? I always like Dadi's explanation, be quick. But don't rush. Most of the time in Western countries we hear this word, I'm rushing, I'm rushing, I'm rushing. But rushing what? Physically you are rushing. What about your mind? Those who are rushing, have you ever checked your mind? See, when you are rushing, you make many mistakes. You speak fast, you walk fast, you drive fast, make accident. And then lot of time is wasted. But you should be quick, not slow. So that means accuracy. Now organize yourself in such a way that you are able to do things properly at the right time. You know, some people, they always feel lack of time. Somehow or the other. So, they always say, if I find time, I will do it. So why people say, I find time or I make time? What is the difference? See, those who have understood the value of the time of the confluence says they make time. They will never use the word, if I find time. That itself shows that it is not priority. If I find time, I will come for Murali. If I find time, I will do service. You will never find time. You have to make time. Like suppose if you want to eat now, will you say, if I find time, I will eat? But we make time to eat. Huh? Would you say, if I find time, I will sleep? But we are sleeping in wrong time also. We make time to sleep. So, because that is our priority, isn't it? So when you have priority, you master time. So those who are masters of time becomes the director of their life. Without mastering my mind, I cannot master the time. And without mastering my time and my mind, I cannot become the director of my life. So then the mind and time will direct me. And that is where I become the student of the time teacher. So Baba says, time should be teacher for Ajnani souls, not for us. So this is why still Baba is giving us some more time, grace time, to make effort. Even in the last message, Baba gave the slogan, you remember? Now or never. Don't procrastinate. When you want to do something good, do it now. Never say later. The moment the thought comes later, that is maya. That is laziness. That means my intellect is asleep. So this is the slogan Brahma Baba always used. Whatever you have to do tomorrow, do it today. Whatever you want to do today, do it now. Now or never, delay is danger. Especially for the self. Whatever you want to do, Dadi has been telling us in all her classes, while you are in Madhuban, you have all the time. Is there anybody who says no time? You got all the time in the world. And you got the full freedom to make as much progress as you want. Nobody is going to stop you. So then still why I can't do it? So I should have the urge inside. This is the time now. You know, this is the time, as this morning Dadi said, I have to do it. Two things this morning Dadi said, do you remember? Whatever have to be done, I have to do it now and I have to do it. Why did Baba chose me? Why not somebody else? So if Baba has trusted me and chosen me, at least I create my stage. That is my responsibility. And I will do it now. So with this determination, we are able to master our mind and master our time. So the more we are able to accumulate, you know, all these treasures, not only we will be carefree now, but we will become the emperors in the land where there is no sorrow. And that is why, see, in golden age, even the nature, before you become the conqueror of nature, you have to become the conqueror of time. And those who are conqueror of time, they are conqueror of sleep. Because some people misunderstand, to become the conqueror of sleep means they think they shouldn't sleep. Actually, my understanding is to become the conqueror of sleep means you should be able to sleep when you want, you should be able to wake up when you want. The sleep should not control you. You are not sleeping at the wrong time. When you have the thought, you want to sleep, you go to bed, you sleep. When you have the time to wake up, you wake up. You know, so that the time, sleep, nature, all are connected. So when you respect time, you also become the conqueror of time, you also become the conqueror of mind, you also become the conqueror of matter. Because matter is also part of time. Time is also part of matter. So this is why when you are here in Madhuban this time, make sure that your account of accumulation is overflowing. You know, when our account of accumulation is overflowing, we become bestower. Lighthouse, might house. I don't have to think I am giving. Others take it. What Baba calls it as bestower of blessing. You know, when I have so much, it's overflowing. And like Dadi was saying last year, I remember, you know, when we return, people should feel not like flood has come, but waterfall. You know, when it is overflowing, it is like waterfall. Cleansing everyone, bringing coolness, freshness. Yeah? So make sure that you become so greedy while you are here that not only you become full, but you become overflowing, that you feel safe, you feel secure, but everybody in your company also feel secure in your company. And that will automatically remind them of God's company. Because when God is my companion, I don't have any fear. So when I have made God as my companion, I don't have fear. So anybody who comes in contact with me also go beyond fear. So that means I'm serving myself, I'm serving others. So this is the time for accumulation. So don't spend it, but use it in a worthwhile way for the self and for all others. We can just have a few minutes question answers before we complete the session. Anybody has any burning question in your mind? Anyone? No one. Oh, that's good. So that means you are ready to now open your savings bank's account. You can make your savings bank's account and check your account every night before you go from Madhuban. Your account should be what kind of account? Open account, not overdraft. Open account. Open account means only giving. No thought of receiving. Because you got so much excess. Overflowing. No expectation that I have to receive from anyone. So then people will have the vision of you like gods and goddesses. Because only gods and goddesses can give. Bestow. So make sure that you have such an account before you go. So that whichever place you go, it will become abundant. And when all the place become place of abundance, that is golden age. What is golden age? A land of abundance. Everything in plenty. And that is why nobody wants anything there. Everything in plenty. Everybody got everything in plenty. And that's why everybody is content. So no questions? That's fine. So you begin your account today and check your account every night and make it full for the whole, not 2500 years, but for whole cycle. So then you can be free. Yeah? That's why they say there is a difference between life and living. Don't just live your life. Don't just live, but make your life. So you can live from what you earn, but you can make your life by what you give. So our life is not for ourselves, it's for others. So then automatically I will always have the awareness, I am not alone. I am always with others in the world. And I am always like a son. Not wanting anything from anyone, but giving. So giving itself is receiving. Okay, Om Shanti. So just to remind you that those of you, how many of you are planning to come for the yoga experimentation session? If you are different language, please make sure that you bring your FM and also translator and be in room number 7, seminar room number 7, at least by 10 to 4. Don't come late because we have already started. It disturbs others and also you won't be able to understand what is happening. Yeah? So that's a special request. Om Shanti. We have few minutes meditation. So this is also going into the account of accumulation. 1 minute. So time, Dadi Gulzar once said, you know, make a time box. They have money box, no? You make a time box. 1 minute here, 1 minute there, 1 minute. But the end of the day, it will be 60 minutes. So all these 3 minutes, 2 minutes meditation, it goes into your time box for accumulation.